it's a very unique investigation team because it involves both U.S. and Canada, and because the mortality event is occurring on both sides of the border in the Lower Mainland of British Columbia and in Whatcom County of Washington.
So what are you finding? What are you seeing?
Well, originally in 1992 was the first indication that there was a significant die-off in which trumpeter swans that were returning from Alaska were coming to the Whatcom County Fraser Valley and dying very quickly of ingested lead shot and succumbing to lead poisoning. So that die-off was investigated, and the next few years nothing happened. But again in 1998, a huge number of birds started to die, and they've been dying every year since 1998.
What's the theory of what's happening?
Well, what's happening, we're establishing baseline blood lead levels of the returning trumpeter swans. The swans returning from Alaska are actually arriving in the study area clean of lead. And they arrive like clockwork, usually the first week of November. So we start seeing mortalities coming into December, January, and February. And what the attempt is to find the source. We know the source is local to the study area. But what we do is originally a number of birds are cannon netted and trapped. They're either radio collared and blood lead is taken to make sure that they don't have high levels of lead. And then those birds are monitored through telemetry. And if one of those birds eventually becomes one of the birds that dies, then we can actually go back and trace the behavior and the feeding area of which those birds that have died have been.
So the birds are coming back clean from Alaska, so they're eating lead somewhere in Washington or somewhere where they're ending up there. Is that
that's right? That's right. And they're actually ingesting very large quantities of lead.
What are the rules on lead shot?
There's definitely a full ban on lead shot for use in hunting waterfowl.
Throughout the country.
Throughout the country, lead shot is still allowed for upland game hunting. But the lead we're talking about has probably been in the environment for decades. Lead lies in the environment quite inert, but once it's ingested by the bird and hits the acid environment of the stomach, it starts to erode and be absorbed, and those birds die from lead poisoning.
So what can be done once you get the data on how much of an impact there is? What can be done about this situation? Is there a way to find the lead and remove it from the environment?
Well, it's not a matter. The attempt will be to identify the source, and then some environmental mitigation activities can be implemented. It may be things like raising water levels so that the birds can't access the lead at the bottom of the lakes that they're feeding in. It could be just reclamation of land. So there's environmental mitigation pieces that can be implemented, but at this point, there was a suspect area. There's a specific lake. It's a very unique lake because it straddles both BC and Washington. And this lake has a number of birds die on it. Now, the interesting thing about birds is that they have roost sites and they have feeding sites. So what's happening is we have to identify the feeding sites where they're picking up lead, but the place that they're dying is usually not where they've sourced the lead.
So basically, they're going down to the bottom of the lake and feeding on what's on the bottom there. What are they they're looking for? What do they usually pick up to eat?
They're trying to pick up grit to aid in their digestion. They have to seed their gizzard, which is the grinding mechanism for digestion.
Grit is in little bits
little
of sand.
Little bits of pebbles and things like that, and they're picking up the lead because trumpeter swans are the longest-necked birds. They're reaching areas that other waterfowl have probably not cleaned out.